Good morning. This is Morning Ireland with Gavin Jennings and Rachel English. The news is read now by Carla O'Brien.
The Chief Medical Officer, Dr. Tony Houlihan, has said that the National Public Health Emergency Team is looking at the experience in other European countries when it comes to easing measures around schools and childcare. He said that for the most part, other countries have not seen a significant change in infection, which gives a degree of assurance. Sinead Crowley reports.
Speaking at last night's Department of Health briefing, Dr. Houlihan said that when evaluating the impact of COVID-19, the National Public Health Emergency Team considers both existing research and the effect the pandemic has had on other European countries, many of which experienced the virus a few weeks ahead of Ireland. He said some of these countries have been in a position to ease certain measures around school and childcare, and that for the most part they haven't seen significant change in infection, which is giving a degree of assurance in terms of the likely impact of measures of that kind. The Department of Health has also published statistics relating to the mortality rate from COVID-19 in this country compared with others. It shows that when issues including population density and the ways in which deaths are reported are taken into account, Ireland's experience is on the lower end of the European scale, particularly given that Ireland reports all deaths, including probable cases of COVID-19, and deaths in all settings.
Last night, the Minister for Education, Joe McHugh, said he won't accept a half return to school, which would be required if the current 2 metre social distancing guidelines remain in place in September. Mr. McHugh told Primetime that children's education could not be held back, and he hasn't given up on children fully returning. Samantha Larrary reports.
Yesterday, the Education Minister said on an interview on RTE Radio that it was difficult to see how schools could fully return in September under either a 2 or 1 metre social distancing rule. On last night's Prime Time, Joe McHugh said he wouldn't accept a half return to school in September, that he hasn't given up on children fully returning, and that while he can't act unilaterally to overrule public health advice, that advice is changing and government would be advised by international experiences. He also said he did not want to see children having to wear face masks in school, that children's education could not be held back, that there was evidence of regression in some children, and that he would move mountains to ensure that no child is left behind. He's due to bring a memo to Cabinet on the issue today. He's also announced that the deadline for the registration for calculated grades is extended until midday today. The department says more than 1,000 students haven't yet signed up, and some outstanding queries on the system's help desk are still being worked through.
The Taoiseach Simon Coveney will bring a memo to Cabinet today on Brexit, which maps out how the government should deal with the continuing uncertainty surrounding the UK's future trading relationship with the European Union. It's understood the memo states the Irish government does not believe that Prime Minister Boris Johnson will seek to extend the Brexit transition period, and therefore Ireland should prepare for either a limited trade deal or a no-deal scenario by the end of the year. Our political correspondent, Paul Cunningham.
At Cabinet today, Taoiseach Leo Varadkar will provide an update on the fight against coronavirus. Health Minister Simon Harris will bring proposals on the use of private hospitals. However, Brexit will be centre stage. Taoiseach Simon Coveney will seek approval to draft a new omnibus bill, which will cover the needs of 8 government departments as the clock counts down to December 31st. That's when the UK exits the so-called transition period, in which it's remained a part of the EU's customs union and single market, even though it's left the union itself. The EU's lead negotiator, Michel Barnier, has held 3 rounds of talks with the UK on a trade deal. A 4th round is due next week. However, Mr. Coveney believes Prime Minister Johnson wants to exit the transition period at the end of this year, and so the EU will only secure a limited trade deal with the UK, or the talks will collapse and trade will be conducted on World Trade Organization rules. While that would be a bad outcome for Ireland, the UK has already given firm commitments that there can be no return to a hard border, irrespective of what happens in the trade talks.
Government formation talks will resume today, with negotiators from Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael and the Green Party focusing on education. The talks are expected to get underway this afternoon once the Cabinet meeting has been concluded. The US National Guard has been deployed in Minneapolis as violent protests continued for a third night over the death of an unarmed black man in police custody. A Minneapolis Police Department Central Precinct building was set on fire during the latest disturbances. George Floyd died on Monday after an officer knelt on his neck in the street. The policeman involved and three others have all been sacked, but Mr. Floyd's family want them to face murder charges. The senior federal prosecutor for the state of Minnesota, Erica McDonald, said her team had made the investigation into his death its top priority.
We share an unwavering commitment to see that this investigation is done right, that it's done forthwith, that we act with dispatch, and that we live up to the standards the community demands. Our highest priority is that justice will be served.
And now the time is 6 minutes past eight.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Centra. Make the most of summer. We've everything you need at Centra.
Dry and sunny today, although the sunshine may turn a little hazy at times and become cloudier in the west towards the evening. Highest temperatures will range between 21 and 25 degrees in most places, but slightly cooler in southern and eastern coastal areas.